Every day at StoryCorps booths across the country, ordinary people share extraordinary stories with friends and loved ones. At the mobile booth in Columbia, high school sweethearts and current partners Ted Brooks and Jeannie Porter Ashley sat down to talk about their relationship, which began nearly 50 years ago.
You want to start from the beginning?
I think so. We have, the opportunity.
From when I saw you at the...
Absolutely.
At the youth center?
Yes.
Shaking your tail?
Dancing. I was a go-go dancer at the youth center. It was where everyone came after school and on the weekends, right. One of those places you go to enjoy music and to dissipate some of our teenage energy. So
yes, you dissipated a lot of teenage energy.
I did. I loved to dance.
Yes. Yeah.
And we probably should say one thing that they can't tell about us on radio is that we are a mixed couple, and we were the first mixed couple in our high school in Columbia, South Carolina, in 1967.
Yeah, that's when we started seeing each other.
It was pretty much love at first sight.
Yeah.
But that did not go well with the community because this was...
This is in the 60s. This is about a year after the... Or a year or two after the schools desegregated.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the white parents, whatever, were so afraid that, like, you know, the black students would mix with the white students and... And oh my God, we were the first two. And it, I mean, it's so weird that why was it us?
Right, but
it just happened that way.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
didn't have a thing to do with politics. It didn't have a thing to do
nothing.
With
it was
anything.
Just, you know,
it was just love at first
two
sight.
Two kids, yeah. Hot for each other, and that's what we did. We got hot for each other, and we're hot for each other.
That's right. Love conquered all of that.
That's right. We totally fell in love, and that was it. We had a lot of fun. We had great fun. It was dangerous. It was so dangerous. But we were pretty much unaware of what the danger was.
Yes.
Now we look back and we see, like, we could have been killed so many times.
Yeah.
In so many different situations. And thank God it never happened. But, my God,
well,
look back.
There were such interventions by angels of all shapes and sizes, and meaning that we would be walking down the street together and, you know, a friend would divert us away from the sidewalk, and just then trucks and cars of, you know, screaming people who weren't
negative
happy.
People, yes,
yes. People who weren't happy with us were coming right along then. So,
just white people, black people too.
Oh,
I got
absolutely.
A lot of crap in
absolutely.
School from my friends. They thought that I had, like, betrayed them and gone, like, to the other side, in quotes. And I was like, oh, what are you, crazy? Just because I'm in love with somebody, you know, and... I mean, I haven't abandoned anybody, you know, and that made me feel really strange. But then, you know, every time I would see her, I would forget about all that crap. So we had a good time in spite of what was going on.
Yes, we did.
And then years later, coming up to now, and I, around 2014, now I had left Carolina in 70 and went back to New York. Had to.
Very quickly, had to leave.
Had to leave town. Yeah,
Your family sent you
packing
to New York, and my family sent me packing to Florida to be with relatives.
To separate us.
Because they had begun receiving some unpleasant visitors.
My mother got threatened a couple of times in the night. She had to fire her gun, you know, to scare people off and whatever.
Right.
And she had other children to take care of there.
And that was why we left as well, because both of our families had younger children.
Yeah.
I was the oldest and you had younger siblings.
Younger
as well.
Siblings, and they had to live in that area.
Right.
So she sent me out of town, and I was away since 70. And around 2014, mm-hmm. I started getting these pangs to see you again. So I went on Facebook, And as soon as I put her name in and a few other names and whatever, a bunch of genies showed up. And then one particular photo, I looked a little closer and I went, that's her. That is her. And we've been talking ever since. And there were a whole lot of things that we left unsaid. We never broke up. We never officially broke up as a couple.
We
got
did.
Separated the whole 9 years. Never officially broke up. We used to have little fights here and there and the other and go off and not talk to each other for a couple of minutes. And then we'd be searching for each other not to. But this time, it was a lot longer.
Some of that distance in time really was because, you know, there was we were still kids. It was before social media, and you know, we had to do, we thought, what our families had required of us to do, and you know, life intervened for both of us.
Yeah, life happened.
Life happened.
And then I don't know, I got this hankering to talk to you, to reach out to you somehow or another. Mm. Then I, you know,
and there I was.
Found you on Facebook, and we started talking. And then there's a whole lot of things that we needed to talk about and settle because there were a lot of questions. And then you got me to come back to Columbia, which I hadn't seen in so long. My mother's buried here. My brother lives here.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of my years here. And I had a good time. I always loved Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of the music scene down here for a long time when I was a kid. I was having a good time. Now, all of a sudden, here I'm back in Columbia again. And, oh, my God.
Well, we just reconnected in February of this year, which is February of 2016. So had to, I had some cognitive dissonance, you know, some beliefs that some things had happened, and then that's been cleared up. So I've had quite a few aha moments and light bulbs going on.
I tried to get you for Valentine's Day in February.
Right.
And you could have made it, but you didn't want to because it was a little too soon.
Right.
But you were there. You were up there a week after
in
that.
In New York City, in
you
Manhattan.
You came to New York.
Right.
Yeah, you came to
of
my
course.
Place, and we, you know, we went out and had ribs and saved some of the bones from the ribs because we had bones to pick. I still have
That's
them
right.
in my freezer.
We
right
had lots
now.
Of bones to pick.
But I just kept three of them. One of these days we're going
to
have
we still have some bones.
We have a lot of bones to pick
after
you know?
50 years. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's you know, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
So, you know,
I'm so glad.
Me too. I'm very happy to have found you again.
Yes. Thank
All
you.
All in one
you
piece.
You did good, and I love you.
I love you too.
So, thank you.
And maybe love forever and ever.
Ted Brooks and Jeannie Porter Ashley from the StoryCorps booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger at South Carolina Public Radio. To see photos or to learn more, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org and storycorps.org.